What is going on, men? It is your boy Crimson. I just saw something fucking hilarious, and then I started combing. Fuck, I started combing the net, as I usually do. I get distracted, and this chick is preaching the same shit that I do. Check this out.
This thing kind of feels
Oh,
inauthentic
shit.
and like put on. I actually get that a lot. Like I feel like Tina Fey right now. Like you can stop with the sexy baby act.
Well,
Like
not
but I
even
know you're not
offend to
going
your
to.
like
I just
idea.
okay, what?
No, go ahead. I'll
What'd you
let you
say?
finish first.
Well, I basically did, but what were you saying
I
while I
was
was
gonna
talking?
say, I think you're gonna meet people in the world that are just going to not fit your idea of and expectations of like what people are gonna say. And
it's
Oh,
not that
fuck.
it's unexpected. I expected all of this. It's just, it feels inauthentic.
But if you expected it, why does it feel inauthentic?
It can be both of those things at the same time. I'm saying, like, this feels like an hyper-sexualized persona
Which is
that you put
exactly what I
on,
am.
and
It's
you're
not even
not
a
really
persona.
letting
I'm
your authentic
completely.
self ever be shown to people.
I don't think
No,
I would be my
I don't think
authentic
so.
self if I was with somebody. I'm being authentic by being completely single and letting myself be alone and be this
I mean,
crazy.
it's not about your relationship status, it's just about how you're interacting with
But I
all of
feel
us
like
right
it
now.
is just in a little bit because
Not
that
really,
has so
though.
much to do with, like, he's just asking about it. Like,
I mean, your
where I, that was the
persona
whole
that you're
question.
using, like, on camera right now, it honestly even feels different than how you were acting before we started recording.
Oh, girl, it doesn't. You weren't talking to her outside. I don't think you were, like,
Okay,
in camera.
hold on.
Are you guys
Hold on.
really hurt?
Hold on.
Yeah,
One
it really
thing.
is.
No, we just
No,
met.
we just
I'm
met.
adorable.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so great.
Either way, like, I'm just saying, this feels like
No, I do
some.
understand that you might feel a certain
I think
way.
for some people it feels unauthentic because they're
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
like,
And especially if you've never been
it's not.
introduced to someone like
I mean,
me.
even if you
Yeah.
keep this persona up 100% of the time with all the people that you meet,
Eric.
I still think it's a persona.
I think you're entitled to that
Hold on.
opinion. And
Yeah,
that's
I know
fine.
I am.
What?
It's just like,
Yeah.
do
I'm
you have a
confused
response?
Okay,
to, like.
hold on. We can continue that thread in just a sec.
Yeah.
Eric, people are saying that the TTS is not working.
Dude, fucking Brian, I swear to God, dude, he's such a fu he couldn't do that shit in the background. He couldn't just get up and let the other guy just fucking moderate for a second.
The TTS is not working. Apologize with your.
Oh, she acts. She has a.
All right, dude, okay, let me just get to it. Because Brian loves just fucking shit up, dude. I swear to God, he's such a fucking dickhead. What I love about that comment was exactly what I was telling you, man. The female behavior that we see today is no different than the fucking child or the fake feminist or the fake feminine mentality or the characteristics that I see at the strip club. It's the same fucking character. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter who I speak to. The fake persona that she's putting on is the exact same as the. It's a cartoonish depiction of what I see at the club. Fucking finally, dude. You have no idea how good it feels to have fucking somebody validate what you're saying. Because time and time again, we come across this all the time, and it comes off. And a lot of guys buy into it because they've never seen real femininity. A lot of guys are put off by it. They think it's fake. But real femininity is literally just the it's just a normal it's just again, for me, from my experience, it's been normal. I'm gonna cook, clean, and do everything. And my girl is gonna pick that up. She's gonna get a social cue like, hey, maybe I should be doing that. Hey, maybe I should be making his life easier and better. And then you let them just sort of do the thing for you, and then you just slightly fucking critique them, and that's it. Over time, they will get more and more proficient at what they do. It's only a matter of time. And then you show them shortcuts. You don't critique them, you show them shortcuts. And eventually they'll maintain the standard that you have, whether it be fucking washing dishes or fucking cleaning, whatever it may be. I remember a buddy of mine, he told me that his girl tried to pull some shit where she didn't want to wash the clothes one day, and he just looked at her like, what the fuck? And he's like, why not? And she said she tried to pull some fucking feminist bullshit, and he goes, bitch, I'm bringing home the money, I'm paying the rent, wash the fucking clothes. He started laughing. And I go, dude, what a G, you put your foot down. He goes, bro, I spent 3 years in the Marine Corps. I'm not about to fucking take some shit from a chick that I picked up at Wendy's. He never forgets that. He always reminds himself, like, dude, I picked her up at Wendy's. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And this is what I'm talking about, guys. This is the shit I'm talking about. You need to see that. You need to be that. You need to be able to spot when a chick is hyper-sexualizing herself and hyper-acting like a fucking, like a virgin. And it's literally like a cartoon. If you've ever seen real women behave, luckily I hung around with a lot of older women, so I know what femininity looks like. I know what it looks like when these women stand down and let the men handle shit. When a man comes into the room and he asserts himself or introduces himself or takes charge of something, women step back. Right? In any case, I just wanted to share that with you. Guard your heart.